Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download anywhere you get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Just look for the big Odyssey app, download it, look for WILK News Radio, favorite us, and that's it. You got us, worked seamlessly with your CarPlay. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio, and you'll hear us live right then and there. You can also get us anywhere you get favorite podcasts and iHeartRadio platforms. So we're everywhere. You got no excuse. Turn us on to some of your friends as well and family. Let them know about the Rob O'Donnell Show, 3 to 6 weekdays. Thanks for joining us the third hour here. So we talked about it yesterday, and I really didn't have a lot of time to dive into the executive order on the burning of the flags. I did say the PR portion of it was brilliant, to where he had everybody on the side of the aisle, mainstream media, advocating for burning the flag, saying, oh, well, it's just an embedded constitutional right. Well, it is and it isn't, and we're going to get into that. So I did have time to dive into that. And the more I looked into the executive order and what it really looks to do, it was quite interesting. And yes, will this end up in the courts? Absolutely will, which is part of the dynamic of it. They want it to end up in the courts because if you look at the prior Supreme Court decisions, the 1989 ruling Texas versus Johnson and a reaffirming of that United States versus Etchman in 1990, a year later, where flag burning is protected symbolic speech under the First Amendment, it wasn't very holistic. It was actually very narrowly interpreted. That being said, this executive order kind of works around that and wants the Supreme Court to more broadly look at it. So, again, the executive order signed, we're going to dive into it one way or another. And listen, I agree 100%. The Supreme Court has affirmed that burning the American flag is abhorrent as I believe it is. And as much as it angers me, that under certain circumstances, it is protected First Amendment speech. It is. That's the law of the land right now. I 100% believe that. I 100% respect that. Even though I don't agree with it, it is the law of the land. Now, that being said, this executive order signed yesterday, August 25th, 2025, aims to crack down on flag burning by directing the Department of Justice, the DOJ, to pursue criminal penalties against individuals who desecrate the flag despite the Supreme Court decision. And again, that was a 1989 ruling, Texas versus Johnson, and again, 1990 reaffirmation in the United States versus Etchman. The flag burning is protected speech under the First Amendment. The executive order does not and cannot, to be quite honest with you, directly override this precedent, as executive orders cannot supersede Supreme Court rulings. Instead, it attempts to navigate around the constitutional protections by focusing on prosecuting flag burning when it's tied to other crimes or specific circumstances. So here's what this executive order changes and possible implications. Now, one of the implications is to get this before the Supreme Court again. So there will no doubt be court cases on this. So this executive order directs the Department of Justice to prioritize prosecution, instructs the Attorney General to vigorously prosecute flag desecration cases under existing content-neutral laws like disorderly conduct, destruction of property, or open burning violations when the act causes harm unrelated to the expression. So it's looking at the peripheral crimes that could be involved with burning of the flag. It emphasizes prosecuting flag burning that could be interpreted as inciting imminent lawless action. If you are burning the flag not to express your First Amendment right, but to incite a response from others, well, that's not necessarily protected speech. Or constituting fighting words, which are narrow exceptions to First Amendment protections not explicitly covered by Texas v. Johnson. And again, that was the original 1989 case. It refers cases to state and local authorities who also have to abide by the Constitution, right? First Amendment protections. But the executive order directs federal agencies to refer flag desecration cases to state or local prosecutors for potential charges under local laws, even though many such laws have been struck down as constitutionally unconstitutional post the Texas v. Johnson laws. But if there are extenuating circumstances like environmental, there was an individual just yesterday who claimed to be a veteran, very well may be, because I've seen several take a stance, a very hardline stance on this. A matter of fact, a firearms camouflage company that is very adamant in First and Second Amendment rights burned an American flag yesterday and got a lot. Obviously, it was for public relations because they're not a very large company. They do camouflage patterns on firearms. They burnt an American flag and said, this is our right. As much as we don't agree with it, it's our right. But we are First and Second Amendment advocates, and we need to stand up for that. And then a lot of pushback came from people saying, well, I don't see you burning the pride flag. I don't see you burning other flags. I just see you using this as a PR tool. So what they did, and I'll give them credit for the marketing aspect of it, they showed their Amazon cart, where they pretty much purchased every flag you could possibly purchase. They purchased a flag from every country. They purchased a bunch of pride flags, the Black Lives Matter flags, the blue line flag, the red line flag, you name it, they purchased it. And they said they are going to, when they get them all in, have a bonfire because it is their First Amendment right to burn all these flags. And again, this is a small company that's obviously got the attention because of this, and that was the whole point of it. But I did see this veteran, to get back to that story, burn an American flag across the street from the White House at the park that's across the street there. But he used rubbing alcohol to burn that flag. He doused the flag in rubbing alcohol. But what he allowed to do is he left the plastic bottle of rubbing alcohol right next to that flag. And the plastic bottle then caught fire and started burning, creating black smoke. Well, that could be a charge under hazardous material, burning of hazardous material and setting other things on fire. Because not only did you set the flag on fire, you allowed this plastic bottle to catch fire. You get the gist of what I'm saying here. There's other things that could be charged in relation to it. So it refers it to local laws. It targets non-citizens. Now listen, non-citizens do have constitutional protections, even though they're not citizens. But being in America is a privilege, not a right. So you may have rights here as far as what you're doing, burning a flag, if you're a non-citizen, if you're here illegally, or if you're here on a visa or anything else. You may be protected constitutionally, even though you're not a citizen, because constitutional rights do extend to people who are here. They still need to be treated very much the same way, but being here is a privilege, not a right in itself. So if there's any peripheral charges that could that not prosecute you for your act of burning the flag.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
But your act of targeting a symbol of America could hinder your presence as being a guest in our country. So it also instructs secretaries of state and homeland security, along with the attorney general, to possibly deny visas, revoke residency permits, pursue deportation for non-citizens who desecrate the flag, framing it as a basis for immigration consequences. The executive order explicitly calls for litigation to clarify the scope of the First Amendment exceptions, relating to flag burning signal the intent to test the potential Texas versus Johnson order in the Supreme Court. Now, again, this was in 1989, Texas versus Johnson, and there was a reaffirmation in United States versus Etchmin a year later in 1990. But again, it's very narrowly interpreted to just burning the flag for your expression, personal expression. Now, if you're doing it, again, to incite violence, if you're doing it to create a hostile environment, if you're doing it for other reasons, that's what they're looking for clarification on. So that's part of that there. And listen, let's be quite honest. Burning the American flag, they're claiming that it incites violence. And there are a lot of people that would agree with that. You may not. You might say, well, this is protected speech. Well, if someone stood on a street corner and yelled the N-word at every black person that ran by at the top of their lungs and followed them and screamed them and said these things, would that be protected speech? Well, burning the American flag in front of veterans, in front of law enforcement, in front of patriotic Americans could be very infuriating. Are you doing it to simply prove your point, or are you doing it to antagonize them? That's what they're going to be looked at. But what hasn't changed here? Well, constitutional protections remain. The Supreme Court ruling in Texas versus Johnson and the United States versus Etchmin, both 1989 and 1990, still stand, affirming that flag burning is a form of political protest and protected speech under the First Amendment. The government cannot criminalize the act itself without violating the Constitution. No new law has been created. They didn't create, this executive order did not say, well, there's a new section of law that you're going to be arrested now for burning the flag. No, it's looking for peripheral charges to possibly charge someone who wants to do this. And again, if you are burning it for a purely political reason or to express your beliefs personally, you're going to need to articulate that if you choose to do that. If you are doing it in a way that uses some sort of accelerant, like rubbing alcohol, like gasoline, like stuff like that, you just cannot pour gasoline on anything and set it on fire in public. That's just not the way things work. So are there ordinances? Are there rules? Are there laws that you're violating? And again, my personal belief on burning the flag, again, is abhorrent. I think it's disgusting. I think there's no reason to do it. I think there's plenty of other things you can do to prove your point without burning the American flag. You are looking to get a reaction. Now, is that inciting violence? Is that challenging people there? In a way that extreme emotion, like I said, could you stand on a street corner and scream the N-word at every black person that went by, or call names to any racial ethnicity that walked by in derogatory terms and shouted it at everyone that walked by? Sooner or later, someone's either going to punch you in the mouth or someone's going to arrest you. But you could sit there with hundreds of American flags and burn them one after another, and people don't seem to realize that's that. But people have been arrested for burning the pride flag. So make that make sense in my head. How could you get arrested for burning the pride flag if you are just don't believe in that kind of lifestyle? And listen, I have nothing against that. I think that's just as abhorrent as burning the flag, but it is in its own way just as disgusting as burning any other flag. The American flag, I think, you know, holds a status above that because of what it represents. But if someone was burning a pride flag, you know, I would think that's just as disgusting because there's no reason for that. You can have your personal beliefs. You can have your – without attacking the possible gay community that could be there witnessing that. Just like you could make your point without burning the American flag where people's children might have died defending that, where people's husbands or wives or fathers or mothers. Take it very seriously. Listen, when I'm at events that I'm at, like the Naval Academy, or when squadrons are coming home from almost a year deployment after very, very seriously having their lives on the line, things that we'll never know about because of the classification of what those missions were, just that there was a very high chance that people weren't coming home from it. Yeah, when I hear that national anthem played, when I see that flag, it means something to me. And if I see someone desecrating that, it's going to make me extremely angry. And just because it's protected speech doesn't mean it's without consequence. Because, you know, you may be fine doing that, but somebody else might be fine with taking a misdemeanor arrest for punching you in the face. Again, two wrongs don't make a right. I get that. But there's the level of the incitement, the possibility of violence there, and what changes and doesn't change. So it's interesting to see our media get out and scream and yell and say, oh, he's violating the Constitution. Nothing in this executive order, nothing that was done yesterday violates it. He's basically saying, let's find ways. This is an abhorrent act. If they're violating any other laws, let's target them and go after that. If you're not here legally, or if you're here as a guest to our nation, that's a privilege. And if you hate this country that much, maybe that privilege will be taken away to where you need to burn your flag. I mean, you go to any other country in the world and you burn one of their flags on their public square and see what happens to you. Now, yes, you're going to say, well, America is supposed to be the country of the free and the home of the brave. I truly believe that, which is why under narrow circumstances, the Constitution, the Supreme Court has said that this is allowed. But again, make it make sense how people are arrested for burning the pride flag, but those very same people could burn the American flag and they're defended all over the nation and by every media organization. You didn't hear you heard crickets when it was the other way around. So this is what this executive order actually does and doesn't do. And that's what I want to explain here. I think it's a public relation spike the football moment that he has every media organization on the left, the mainstream media and Democrats and everywhere, advocating for burning the flag, saying it's a right to burn the flag because it's not resonating with your average American citizen, Democrat, independent, or Republican. Most of these people's grandfathers and fathers fought a war under this flag, love this country, are sitting home listening to this and going, I kind of supported you politically, but if you're going to sit here and advocate for burning the flag, maybe I'm going to look in a different direction. So, again, I think this was done in a large part to have the left side with things that the rest of the nation finds abhorrent. You know, violent, criminal, illegal aliens, criminal crime in our cities, never-ending wars and supporting the war machine, waste, fraud, and mismanagement. Let's keep that going, right? And now let's advocate for burning the flag because the Supreme Court, this has been precedent for three decades since 1990. 34 years. So, again, I just wanted to clarify what it does say and doesn't say in this executive order and what it actually is doing and isn't doing, because the media is really not doing a good job and it's really not hard to decipher what was said in that executive order and what it actually directed. So I know I ran a little long, but there's the facts for you.